have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk Live. Yes, Magical Engineer Frank and I are here to empower you. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about some drugs that have a 200% risk of giving you cancer. So we're going to be talking about that. And also we're going to be talking about, I got some questions this week about pet food, so we're going to cover the pet food thing, and we'll see how the hour rolls. We might get into some secrets on how to stay healthier, so we got lots to talk about, but coming up in, well, tomorrow's August, so coming up in August, Dr. Carly will be with us on the 19th, so mark your calendar, and if you have a health topic you'd like me to cover on the show, don't be shy. You can send me an email off of the powerherbs.com website or just go to herbtalklive.com and from the Apothecary Herbs site, send me an email. We'll try to work it into the show. Well, before we get to the quack report, big salute and semper fi, praying for all the righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm praying for all of America, all Americans that, you know, seek the Lord's face and mind the time. It's our job to ask for some supernatural help, you know, and that's what we're going to do. And mind the time, it grows short. So hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, and you'll never, ever regret spending time in prayer. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. We got Ebola all over the place. People are just totally freaking out. Of course, you know, it is a serious disease. It is. And Ebola has a 8 to 10 day incubation period. And so thousands of people could be carrying it right now, but it's not contagious until people are systematically showing signs. So you have to be symptomatic in order to be contagious. You also have to be really in close proximity to, you know, be in contact with body fluids, including anything that may be dispersed airborne. So passengers in Hong Kong and the UK have already shown some symptoms from the disease, and they're being tested. The virus, get this, tends to weaponize the blood. So, folks, do your blood cleanses. That's what I would do if I was you, if you're worried about it. And, oddly enough, blood cleanse is in our pandemic kit on thepowerherbs.com. That's why that stuff's in there. Now, Monsanto and the Department of Defense are helping Big Pharma fund a Ebola treatment. Now, have you heard about that? So there are these experimental drugs under development by pharmaceutical companies, but and they show some promise according to reports, but nothing has been put out there commercially yet. Now, Trekmira Pharmaceutical is the company that's working on the Ebola drug. They just got $1.5 million from Monsanto. Yeah, so they revealed that the $140 million contract is also going to be helping the U.S. military, apparently, with Ebola drug treatments. You know, that's what our men and women in uniform need, another vaccine. Now, sadly, the history of medicine reveals that, you know, drug companies, the CDC, the WHO, you know, they tend to have this little, you know, history of, you know, hyping up outbreaks in order to promote treatments, the sale of drugs. You'll remember the global outbreaks of the swine flu, millions of dollars of swine flu vaccine stockpiled by countries, and later it had to be destroyed because there wasn't really a pandemic. Now, I'm not saying Ebola is not serious. It is. But let's use common sense, right? Now, the this international Ebola outbreak, are there any natural cures, since obviously modern medicine doesn't have a clue what to do with it? Well, yeah. I mean, Chinese medicine, you know, they have some things that, again, cleanse the blood of the virus, since the virus likes to weaponize the blood system. So, but your Ebola is a level 4 biohazard virus, and it spreads so easily and quickly that even well-trained doctors, all protective gear, tend to get infected by their patients. So there is a legitimate concern that this could become a outbreak, a pandemic, beyond control of even government. So Ebola can spread through, of course, they say aerosols, meaning body fluids that are suspended in air from coughing or sneezing. But you have to be in proximity to the patient. So sanitizing surfaces is going to be a big part. Now, according to reports, Ebola is killed with bleach and also menthol alcohol. The Triton X100, which is a cleaning agent they usually use in laboratories, also is killed by UV radiation. And Ebola has a fatality rate of 50 to 90%, depending on which strain of Ebola it is. So guess what? Boosting the immune system is going to be a good idea. So your blood cleanse and your immune booster type herbs are going to be something you want to stock and have on hand just in case. Now, modern medicine, with all its claims, advances, and all that stuff, Well, they got the same type of approach that doctors had in the 1800s. Hope the patient survives. And try not to get infected yourself. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Seriously, folks, that's why we have pandemic kits, lung congestion kits, you name it over there at thepowerherbs.com, your herbal medicine shop. So, yeah, when you don't have modern medicine backing you up, and a lot of times that's going to happen, then what you going to do? Well, I turn to God's herbs, because herbs, God said, are here for the service of man, and they're meat, which means they're powerful. So I like to tap into all that good stuff that our Creator made for us. I trust in that. All right, so we're going to talk about the risk of cancer, which is going to increase 200% if you take a certain drug. Actually, the drug I want to talk about that does this is your thyroid medications. That's right. Lately, there have been more reports on the deadly side effects of prescribed medications, and one is used by about 20 million people. That's 12% of the U.S. population. And it's used for thyroid disease. Now, worldwide, the numbers for thyroid medication use is like 800 million to 2 billion. So the uptick in malfunctioning thyroids is really fourfold since 1974. And more women than men seem to have thyroid problems. So the thyroid is that butterfly-shaped gland that's just in front of your trachea, excuse me, just lower part of your neck area, and the thyroid glands are quite sensitive, and they will enlarge if you're under stress, if you're pregnant, if you're menstruating, so forth and so on. So this gland is also going to be damaged when it's exposed to radiation. So if you or someone you know is on thyroid medications, well, researching your alternatives is what I would do, rather than risk long-term use of the drugs, which can, you know, lead to cancer. Let's talk about iodine for a minute. Because when you have natural iodine that feeds your thyroid gland, the thyroid hormones that are produced help regulate cellular oxygen consumption and energy production all over your body. So your thyroid controls many biological and physiological activities like body temperature, growth and reproduction, neuromuscular function, manufacturing proteins, as well as your skin and your hair growth. So our body needs natural iodine for a healthy thyroid. And most people think, hey, we're getting an adequate source of iodine in our foods, in our refined salt, when actually they are not. So salt manufacturers began adding iodine back into the salt after it was stripped away in 1924. However, salt, you know, manufacturers are not required to iodize their salt, and less than one-third of the processed salt on the market is iodized. And add to that the low salt diets promoted by modern medicine, and people are not getting enough iodine. So when the soil that food is grown in is exhausted of nutrients, including iodine, then we become more deficient. So additionally, the human thyroid will use natural iodine from foods to produce a solution which will feed the mitochondria of all your cells. That's how you feel refreshed after you wake up in the morning. So when processed food manufacturers switched from iodine to bromine in baked goods to condition dough. And by the way, bromine is known as a carcinogen, which also interferes with your body's ability to utilize iodine. So when they did that, this has helped lead us to an epidemic level of thyroid disease and cancer. Now, here's a quote from Dr. David Brownstein. He says, iodized salt is a poor source of iodine in our diets, and the RDA, or recommended daily allowance for iodine, is inadequate too, he says. Well, let's talk about this link between your thyroid and breast cancer for a minute. Now, in the 17 and 1800s, Empress Maria Theresa of Austria made it a law to autopsy those who died at the hospital. So thyroid disease was an epidemic in Austria, especially in the town of Graz. So data that was analyzed between 1944 and 1958 showed that the patients had hypothyroidism and goiter. So the rates correlated with the high rate of cancer as well, and it was all kinds of cancer. So this data was published by Broda Barnes in the book Hypothyroidism, The Unsuspected Illness. And later, in 1976, Broda Barnes published the article in the Journal of the American Medical Association under the title Thyroid Supplements and Breast Cancer. Well, a deficiency in iodine can put women at risk of various forms of cancer, including breast cancer and fibrocystic breast disease. However, Dr. David Brownstein reports that long-term use of thyroid hormone drugs increases a woman's risk of breast cancer by 200%. So the study he references says that a woman who took hormone drugs for their thyroid were at a greater risk than a woman who did not use the drug. So according to Dr. Brownstein, taking thyroid hormone drugs to replace an iodine deficiency is the wrong thing to do. He explains that those thyroid drugs increase your body's metabolic requirement for iodine when it's already deficient. So this, according to Dr. Brownstein, explains why 1 in 7 women develop breast cancer due to chronic lack of iodine, and especially if they're using thyroid drugs. So when the iodine level is insufficient, the breast tissue loses its ability to maintain a proper cell structure or, quote, architecture, and the tissue then develops cysts and nodules and then cancer. So he recommends that every woman on thyroid medications should get tested for a thyroid level, and if it's low, to get a natural supplement of iodine. Now, Dr. Brownstein reports that when women replenish the natural iodine, that their thyroid gland improves its function, and patients then are required to lower or even discontinue their thyroid medicines. Now, over 96% of Dr. Brownstein's patients were tested, and they were found to be low or deficient in iodine. Now, let's talk about some toxins that are going to block iodine. Another problem that we face is that much of the U.S. water supply can be contaminated with what is called a fuel chemical called perchlorate. And this chemical is also used as a flavor enhancer, good God, in foods. And it's a chemical that blocks our thyroid's ability to absorb and use iodine. Also, there are some foods that make your thyroid pretty sensitive. So your thyroid is sensitive to these foods. So if you have a thyroid condition or your family has a history of thyroid problems, it's really a good idea to avoid some of these foods, especially if you're eating them raw, because they tend to inhibit the thyroid from manufacturing its hormones. So avoid eating large amounts of raw cabbage, turnips, cauliflower, soybeans, and peanuts. Now, they say cooking these foods will make them safer to eat, so, but, you know, FYI. Now, let's talk about the radiation hypothesis, because a lot of modern medicine will say, you know, radiate the thyroid, you know, and that's the treatment we recommend. Let's talk about that for just a moment. There was an interesting report by Dr. David Korsky and the Health Tips Opinion Quackery Exposed. And he says that the scientific model that regards establishing safe radiation levels is really all theory. He explains the theory that low radiation exposure is not considered harmful but beneficial. So this is what doctors believe, guys, you know. So the hypothesis that scientists have put out there is that when humans are exposed to low-level radiation, that it supposedly stimulates your DNA to repair any damage and deploy protective mechanisms not normally activated without radiation. Yeah. So the hypothesis goes on to sit a step further, and they reason that the protective mechanisms are more than we need, and therefore they're going to offer us some super protective benefit against even low-level radiation-induced cancer. Right. So it's interesting, though, folks, that the government agencies don't use this model in determining what's called the linear no threshold, or LNT, in determining safe doses of radiation, because they know that radiation accumulates in the human body with each dose that you get. So radiating your thyroid is obviously going to destroy it beyond repair. That's right. All right, let's talk about iodine doses. How do we get some natural iodine, and how do we take it? Well, the recommended daily allowance of iodine to prevent thyroid goiter, which Dr. Brownstein says is not sufficient, is 3,000 to 6,000 mcgs. But you know what? The people in Japan, in their diet, they consume a lot of iodine in the range of 5,200 to 13,000 mcgs. So the high consumption of iodine is probably one of the reasons why the women of Japan have very low cases of breast cancer. So if your body is insufficient, has insufficient levels of iodine, the thyroid will not produce adequate thyroid hormones, and this is called hypothyroidism, which, you know, help regulate your, those hormones help regulate your body temperature, your heart rate, your glucose, your blood lipids, and so forth. Now, symptoms would be, if you had hypothyroidism, you'd have a slower heart rate, you may feel cold, you might be constipated, have weight gain, dry skin, hair loss, weakness, muscle aches, depression, and fatigue. Now, in chronic cases, there could be even symptoms of cognitive decline. Now, that is hypothyroidism, and it's the most common thyroid malfunction worldwide. Now, if you have a thyroid producing too much thyroid hormone, that's called hyperthyroidism, and this will hyperdrive the metabolism and produce rapid heart rate, you know, palpitations, excessive sweating. You may feel hot even in a cold room, and you may lose weight and have muscle weakness. Now, the thyroid gland is really part of the endocrine system, and it can release too much hormone. So the endocrine system may just need a little rebalancing, and there are male and female herbs to help with that. Let's talk about balancing the thyroid. So let's say you think you have a thyroid issue that's causing some health problems, some symptoms, and you go get an iodine level checked and a proper diagnosis, right, at your doctor. Well, that's good, because then you can research your options on how to help your thyroid or the lack of iodine that you apparently may have in the system. So if you're looking for some natural iodine, you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask about their black walnut tincture, because that'll be the highest concentration of natural iodine you can get. Now, they also have seaweed that has natural iodine in their Body Foundation food mix. You can use that. And, of course, they do have the sun-dried Celtic sea salt, so it's a non-processed salt, and it has its natural occurring iodine in it. Now, don't forget, you might want to pick up some mullein tincture as well, because that will soothe and enlarge thyroid in all the glands of your body. And also, if iodine is really not an issue, but maybe it's an endocrine system that needs rebalancing, well, like I said, you may want to look at some of the male and female herbs that help balance the endocrine system so that your system can make the right amount of hormones just for you. So you can look for the male hormone formula, of course. And then we have two choices. We have the female cycle balancer for those women that are still in their younger years and menstruating. And then we have the female maturity formula for the older women that are, you know, postmenopausal and so forth. So if you want to reduce your risk of, you know, the side effects of drugs and the possibility of a higher risk of getting cancer, well, then you may want to research some natural things and give Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a toll-free number. The number is 866-229-2000. 866-229-3663. And of course, their international number is 704-885-0277. And of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Of course, you can get there typing in herbtalklive.com, get you there too. So it all goes, all roads lead to Apothecary Herbs, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's right. All right. I know we got a few minutes before we go to our break. So, you know, I got a couple of calls this week about pet food. So I thought, well, you know, let's revisit the pet food topic for just a little bit because, you know, our pets are important, right? I know my engineer's got some putty cats. He loves his cats. I have a black lab, you know. And so we all have our little furry friends, and they're part of the family, so we got to look after them. Now, there's been some heightened concern by some pet owners over the conventional and even the upscale pet food products. Okay, both tend to be basically loaded with lots of grains, and pets are supposed to. Well, I don't think they're supposed to eat a bunch of grains. They're really carnivores. So normally, what would dogs in the wild and cats in the wild eat? Well, they would eat meat. So if you're dumping in a lot of grains into a pet food, may not be a good thing for our pets. So what can we expect from the health of our pets if they're eating that type of food? Well, we're going to check it out. Pet food actually was invented in the 19th century by James Spratt in 1860. What he did is he produced a product and called it Spratt's Dog Cakes, and he marketed it as at dog shows as a treat, and it was basically your first proverbial dog biscuit. So it was kind of a prototype to the Milk Bones, and they were a pretty good success actually. And then after that, all the dog food products followed, you know. So the marketing machinery behind the pet food industry convinced folks that the traditional pet diet or table scraps was harmful to your pet. Don't feed them that. So you hear that from vets today too, you know. So the pet food industry basically brainwashed pet owners to use their product. Now, one of the key elements they used in their marketing strategy was to get the endorsement of veterinarians. So vets and MDs for pets, basically that's what they are. Well, they're really not experts in nutrition, and there really is no money in healthy pets now, is there? So what better way to guarantee a steady stream of pet patients than to endorse pet foods with artificial ingredients, grain fillers, synthetic vitamins, and so on? So vets tell pet owners that too much meat is really harmful, and that commercial pet food is more balanced, which is incorrect. So later on, pet food became tailored. You know, we had the puppy chow, then we had the adult dog food, and then the senior, yeah, put your pet on a diet. He's fat, right? And then the premium varieties, and of course, all the organic stuff. But you know what? Pets still have allergies. They still have symptoms from eating this stuff. And you know what? I'm going to show you why that is after this break. So don't go anywhere.
Bye. life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Yeah.
we're back here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about pet food, and is it safe for your pet? Well, there are many opinions on whether, you know, grains like corn should be included in pet foods. So the opinions tend to come from either those that are opposed or from those that are for grain. Well, if you look closely, the proponents for the grains or the corn being included in pet food are usually associated in some way with the grain industry. So for them, corn in the pet food is a good thing. Now, most of the reports that corn is good for your pet come from the pet food industry, and it can be taken as, I think, propaganda. So the added grains to the pet food are promoting diabetes in your pet. Now, the pet foods, along with the vaccines, too, that's probably in there, too. But the pet foods with corn and other grains will have the higher glycemic index rating. So the pet foods with corn meal will have a glycemic rating of about 69, while the food that has just meat will have zero rating. So here are some glycemic index ratings on pet foods that contain grains. Brown rice, 55. Simple corn, 53. Oatmeal, 49, wheat grain, 41, and barley grain, 25. So your corn ingredients in pet foods do not offer a low glycemic index at all. Now let's talk about some of the reports. Some allergy studies have suggested that it's the grains, and especially corn, that's causing a lot of allergies in pets from 3% all the way to 14%. So the reliability of the research is often not taken very seriously because it's kind of difficult to prove the accuracy of food allergies in your pet. So that may be true, but pet owners and breeders tend to know their pets. Even vets are starting to think that grains could be the culprit in many of the health problems in veterinarian medicine. So in a majority of the cases, the question folks may skip over is the grain quality and if the grain is genetically modified. So are there contaminants in the grain that are not being reported? Well, when grains are stored, they can attract mold, grain mites, and even infected feces, which could be making your pets allergic. Let's talk about digestion, because many pet owners have noticed that their pets have difficulty digesting the grains, especially the corn, which is almost 88% GM or even higher. So organic corn is usually not a problem for pets to digest if it is not modified or refined into a meal or a flour and cooked, and that's when it becomes difficult for the pets to digest. Actually, all the grains are digestible unless they're processed. So most of the grains in your pet foods are really ground up and they're cooked into the pet product. So the more processing that is involved, in the higher the glycemic index rating is what you're going to get. However, the pet food industry claims that 99% of corn is digestible. So the biological protein value you would get in corn ranks at 54. However, this protein level is low compared to eggs at about 100, or fish at 92, and beef at 78. So our pets have digestive systems geared to digest raw meat. Let's talk about the nutrition, because the pet food industry will advertise that the corn gives the pet food more nutrition value. However, when we look at the USDA's national nutritional data regarding grain, we see that there are other ingredients that will give your pet more nutrition than corn, such as barley or oats, wheat, potato, sweet potatoes, and even spinach. So there is more protein and energy in meat than in corn, which is a carbohydrate. However, the corn is a cheap ingredient and a cheap carbohydrate added to a lot of kibble. Also, some ingredients such as cheap corn won't gum up the machinery while processing the pet food. So this is known as the pet food industry as gelatinization. So you will find that corn in canned pet food as well. So it's in the wet and the dry. So the grain in your pet food provides cheap filler, protects the processing equipment at the pet food manufacturing facility, makes pet food more affordable, and provides some nutritional value. So Think of pet foods with corn or other grains as basically pet fast food. Well, let's talk about the cheap pet food and the expensive vet bills, because more pet owners are connecting the dots, and that is the standard commercial pet food, and even some of the more expensive organic brands marketed to pets, you know, they tend to get allergies. They're creating a disease epidemic in pets. So the question pet owners should ask, is my pet thriving or merely surviving on this pet food? So there seems to be mounting evidence that pets are developing many of the same diseases Americans have. Ask your vet and you're going to hear that some of the same diseases humans suffer from are now affecting pets. So diseases like obesity, chronic allergies, infections, digestive diseases, diabetes, cataracts, cancer, tumor, skin disease, and there are more things that are plaguing the pets, but I just don't have all the time in the world to go over it. But it is rare to see that these diseases are among wildlife. That's the thing. It's not common. So the domesticated pet really no longer hunts for its food. Pets are fed pet food or table scraps, and in most cases, the lifestyle of the owner will reflect on the pet. So lots of starchy cooked grains, vegetables, and cooked meat are what pets typically are eating. Well, let's talk about some skeptical pet owners. You know, pet owners are starting to investigate the pet foods and that they're feeding their pet, and they've discovered that a majority of the ingredients are substandard product from slaughterhouses, grain mills, and other industrial venues. So substandard ingredients are actually waste products, and these are waste products from the industrial complexes, and they've just found another way to make billions of dollars on the waste by selling it to the pet food company. Now, I think most pet owners would be shocked to know that the carcasses of dead pets from farm animals that died from disease, or zoo animals, roadkill, and even restaurant grease are making it into the pet products, the pet food. So many pet food companies have to cook the grains for days to kill all the bacteria on the waste grain product. And that cooks out all the nutrition, if it had any. So the cooking removes the nutrition, and the fact that the pet food industry markets premium pet foods suggests that the regular food really is not quality to begin with. So even if the premium food is not what consumers think it is, really, and the industry is responding to pet owners who want to shy away from the standard pet foods with, and they want to give them something special like the refrigerated raw pet food, which is a little bit of an improvement, but it's more expensive. So pet owners are starting to trust their judgment rather than the pet food companies. So pet owners are taking the health of their pet into their own hands, and they're making their own pet food. Let me hear a round of applause for you pet owners. So pet owners are just taking the bull by the horns, and they're just making their own pet food. That's what I did. And I'll share that in a minute what happened. So that's what's going on. People are making their own pet foods. They're trusting their own judgment, and pet owners are taking the health of their pet into their own hands. So this scares the dickens out of a lot of the people in the pet food industry and even in the vets. And they are advising pet owners, don't do that because, you know, people food is not good for your pets. Who said anything about people food, right? Pet owners will be getting the warning about raw food, it's got too much bacteria and parasites in it. And when was the last time you saw a pet cook his food on the Barbie? Seriously. So the pet, your pet's digestive system, it's geared to digest raw foods. Okay? What would make us sick is not going to make them sick. So animals, by nature, don't eat a balanced diet to begin with. You know, it doesn't represent the human food pyramid. Animals achieve a balance over time, not with each meal. So a human food pyramid really doesn't seem to be working for the humans either. Okay? So too many grains are causing the health problems for even for humans. raw meat, a boiled egg, a little bit of greens, maybe some green beans. Well, you know, is what I call some pet food right there. And that's easy enough to make. That's right. That's what I started to do. I have a black lab, and he had issues. He started, you know, we had him on the organic pet food. I mean, I was spending, what, $40-$50 for a 5-pound bag or 15-pound bag, whatever it was. And, you know, he'd eat it, but he would have, you know, these ears that would get yeasty, and he'd be itchy and all that stuff. And, you know, a lot of people hear the same symptoms reported on the Dynavite commercial, right? So once I got him off the bagged dog food and I just give him some organic raw hamburger, maybe a boiled egg, throw in some green beans. He likes black olives, so sometimes I'll throw those in there. And he just loves it. Let me tell you, a big turnaround. Haven't been to the vet in ages. Only take them to the vet when it's absolutely necessary. And most people, I think that's what they're doing. But let's talk about the pet supplements for just a minute. So there's like dozens of the pet supplements on the market and can be confusing. It's just like the dog food. You're going to have to do your homework. Read your labels. And I personally avoid the ones with a bunch of fillers and synthetic vitamins in there. So now that big popular Dynavite product has, you know, really taken the airways by storm, all the commercials all the time, right? Supposed to put the vitamin nutrient for your pet, right? Well, if you read the label, you're going to find that it contains fructose gososaccharides, which are plant sugars, and they're used as a prebiotic, not a probiotic. And what it's supposed to do is feed the flora in the digestive tract. But some pets can be sensitive to this and experience loud stomach noises, some bloating, stomach cramps, and diarrhea. Now, another ingredient is ground grain sorghum, which is really a cereal crop used as animal feed. And it's kind of equal to your corn. So Dynavite also contains montmorillonite clay. The origin is supposed to be from France. It's often used in kibble dog food to supply trace minerals and to absorb toxins. And it's also used in common livestock feed as an additive and anti-caking agent. So the problem that I find with this Dynavite product is that it can spike some allergies in pets, probably due to the grains. And the suggestive serving is like a quarter cup. So depending on the quality, the quantity you purchase, you may spend probably $1.80 to $2.08 per scoop of the Dynavite. And it does not really claim to have certified organic ingredients in it either. So I look for the certified organic if I can get it. And it's a lot of powder to be putting on your pet's food. Now, it's not going to go well with dry food, so you're going to have to make that wet in order for that to work. Well, let's talk about another product that I think is just fabulous, and I use it for my dog. It's called Power Greens for Pets because I'm always looking for something better. I learned to stay away from anything that has grains in it to avoid the yeast infections and the skin problems, and also the bloating and digestive issues. So I use this product called Power Greens for Pets because there is a difference between wheatgrass, barley grass, and alfalfa grass because it's not a grain. It's a grass, and it's all gluten-free, and it's full of nutrition, a lot of chlorophyll, which the dogs need. So it's a plant protein, and it also includes other nutrients in there that the pets just lick right out of the bowl, and they're all organic, like beetroot. They just love that. So it's got a lot of vitamin C and other nutrients. So instead of the big quarter cup scoop, all you need is a half a teaspoon for a large dog. Like mine's 90 pounds. So you see the big savings there. It's more potent, so you don't need to use so much, right? So when I compare the Dynavite to the Power Greens product, it's more cost-effective and it's more nutritious. So the Power Greens for Pets on average is 54 cents to $1.33 per serving, depending on the size of your pet. So the Power Greens for Pets is certified organic, contains vitamins and minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins. No grain, no corn, no fillers. And you just add it to their raw dog food and stir it in. And everybody that ever had it and tried it, their pets lick it out of the bowl. They lick the bowl clean. They pets know what's good for them. They just do. So if you're interested in trying the Power Greens for Pets, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that up on their website. They have it in two sizes, 16 and 32 ounce. So you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. Just go under Herbs for Pets and it'll be right there. As well as all those beautiful eucalyptus dog collars that make your dogs feel smell so sweet and, you know, keep the parasites away. It's so nice. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Let's keep our pets healthy, okay? Alrighty, we got time, so we're going to dive into some secrets to staying healthy. So we're going to look at some secrets, some old, some new, especially when it comes to the flu season that'll be here before we all know it. I came across some statistics, though, that 2 million Americans tend to pick up illnesses when they visit their doctor's office. So medical doctors may wash their hands in between patients, but not all of their stethoscopes are washed. Patients are touching surfaces, and those don't always get washed. How about those magazines and those toys that the kids pick up at the doctor's office? So, anyway, we're going to check this out. And by the way, what do the doctors do when they get sick occasionally? Let's ask that question. Do they write themselves a prescription? Well, the answer is no. You're not the one that's the only one concerned about side effects. Your pharmacist and your doctor is too. So in a survey, over half the pharmacists admitted that they filled the wrong prescription because they couldn't read the doctor's handwriting. Oops. Your doctor knows this all too well, so they'll use enzyme nutrition in food and phytochemicals in herbs to stay healthy. And guess what? So can you. Let's talk about some of the doctor's secrets to staying healthy. So your medical doctor that you pay a lot of money to go see has really their own protocol for staying healthy. First, they use food instead of prescription drugs. They wash their hands a lot to cut down on the transportation of germs to their face and digestive system. They also use folk medicine. They use herbs and homeopathic formulas, even though they may be scientifically unproven to work. So your medical doctor may not admit that he uses diet, exercise, and herbs to keep from catching infections and to keep from needing cholesterol or blood pressure drugs and to keep from getting arthritis, Alzheimer's, and even cancer. So you may be saying that your conventional doctor who is carefully monitoring your test results while you take dangerous drugs would not use alternative remedies and deliberately keep that a secret from you. Oh, yes, he would. He'd be keeping that a secret, all right. He'd be keeping it from his colleagues, his office employees, his former spouse, or, you know, he could risk sanctions from the medical board. So that's right. Your doctor is using forbidden cures, and the medical establishment would not approve. Well, let's talk about their herb of choice. What do you suppose your doctor uses in the herb area? Well, what kind of herbs might a medical doctor tap into in order to never use his sick days? Well, they like astragalus root. Originally, it was cultivated from China, and this herb is now grown in the United States. So why are doctors using it? Well, there have been dozens of studies that have shown that it helps the body's own natural immunity work better than everyone else's by utilizing the herb's high concentration of zinc. So astragalus root gives everyone who uses it the advantage, especially during the flu season. So if you layer in astragalus root with, let's say, dandelion root, it has a dynamic duo or a synergistic effect to help kill cancer cells, all kinds of cancer cells. So is your doctor lining up for the mammograms and the x-rays and the chemo if they get cancer? No. they're taking their dandelion root. They're taking other herbs to stay healthy. They're using echinacea root. And this root is used in short bursts to prevent immune systems from being overstimulated and overwhelmed. So let me read you this quote by Robin Chuckin, an MD, who says this: I take yoga and massage as my medicine. Herb tea also does wonders for me. Well, this doctor's just going to the herb tea. She's going to cut it off there because she don't want to get in trouble. You got to believe that she is using some other things to stay healthy. Now, what do they do when it comes to pain? Everyone has pain from time to time. So what do doctors do about that? Well, do they pop the Tylenol, the aspirin, the ibuprofen, the, you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories? No. Do you think they want bleeding ulcers, immune system, kidney, and liver malfunction? No. They stay clear of those FDA-approved pain relievers. They typically do two things. They will ground their static electricity, which is in their body that builds up, and they'll normalize that electrical flow. And they know that the modern lifestyle produces a lot of dirty electricity and has a negative effect on the human body. So they make sure they rub their feet in the grass and they take a walk on the beach and they remove any inflammation that they don't use. They don't use steroids to do that. They use some natural anti-inflammatories like willow bark and meadow sweet. And what about trauma? Well, there is, you know, if there's damage to bone, ligaments, and cartilage, no surgeon may be able to cure that. So your doctor will again turn to nutrition to help restore and regenerate. They may initially get the bone lined up and splinted, but after that, they're going to use some calcium-borne plants with lots of magnesium, boron, and calcium to help restore the bone, the ligaments, and the tendons, and even rebuild the cartilage. But the body needs that in a 2-to-1 ratio, and the only place you find that is in plants and not in cow's milk. So if you get the ratio off, let's say 10 parts calcium, not enough boron or magnesium like you find in cow's milk, you're not going to absorb the calcium that the body needs to make that restoration. Doctors know you're going to find the right amounts in your green leafy vegetables and in some herbs like horsetail, lobelia, comfrey, oat straw. And if you want to check out a really great calcium liquid, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have one, so check that out. So that's what they do. That's what they do. They look at natural ways to deal with it, and that's pretty much how do I know this? Well, because they call me. Yeah, I have doctors ordering products from me. I have naturopaths, I have integrative medicine physicians, I have physical therapists. So yeah, that's what they do. And guess who they call when they are told get vaccinated or be fired? Oh yeah, they're calling me for a pandemic kit to reverse the vaccine. Or they quit their job. Those are the choices. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get a free product catalog, get empowered. That's what I say. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.